From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Four laboratories linked to the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog have confirmed Britain's findings that a nerve agent was used last month to poison a former Russian spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter Yulia.
Russia has suggested the British might have staged the whole incident to drum up anti-Russian sentiment. Father and daughter were critically ill for weeks after the attack. Yulia was discharged this week and is now in a secret, secure location.
The attack on Sergei.
The head of Britain's GCHQ spy agency waded into the spat Thursday, saying the poisoning showed, quote, how reckless Russia is prepared to be.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, CIA Director Mike Pompeo, spent Thursday testifying before a Senate committee as part of his confirmation hearings. Pompeo was asked of the current investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential race, which Mr. Trump has criticized, along with the investigator in charge, Robert Mueller. Trump recently said if he wanted to fire Robert Mueller in December, as reported by the so-called failing New York Times, he said he would have fired him. Pompeo was asked about his stance if that were to happen.
I spoke with Special Counsel Mueller, who interviewed me, requested an interview. I cooperated. Your colleagues on the Senate Intelligence Committee have asked for information from me and from the Central Intelligence Agency, as the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. I think the leaders of those two organizations in a bipartisan way that would say I've been cooperative.
He's being vetted to replace former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who was recently fired by the president. And the White House says that the president is considering an attack on Syria as a response to an alleged chemical weapons attack, but there's still some uncertainty regarding that. This is VOA News. The president on Thursday ordered his top economic and trade advisors to look into rejoining the Pacific Rim trade pact with 11 other countries that he abandoned last year, 3 days after he assumed power. Farm state lawmakers, after attending a White House meeting on agricultural trade, said Mr. Trump told his economic advisor and U.S. trade representative to weigh the benefits of re-entering the Trans-Pacific Partnership that had been negotiated by the administration of former President Barack Obama. And again, President Trump's considering an attack on Syria as a response to alleged chemical weapons attacks.
After tweeting yesterday, missiles will be coming, the president today writes he never said when. His administration's been debating options for responding to the alleged chemical attack, talking with allies about a potential joint military operation. The president tweets, in any event, the United States under my administration has done a great job of ridding the region of ISIS. Where is our thank you, America?
French President Emmanuel Macron said Thursday France has proof that chemical weapons were used by Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad's regime. He said France will respond at the time of its choosing. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel said that she supports sending a message that the use of chemical weapons is unacceptable, but her country will not take part in any military action. China's Commerce Ministry says trade negotiations with the United States are impossible.
We are well prepared and willing to fight back. That was the tough talk on trade from China on Thursday, a warning from Beijing for the U.S. to back off any escalation of its tariff dispute with China. Officials also downplayed the idea that Chinese President Xi Jinping's pledge to cut tariffs this week was a concession to America. U.S. President Donald Trump responded on Twitter saying he was thankful for Xi's kind words on tariffs and access to U.S. automakers, also predicting the U.S. and China, quote, will make great progress together.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Amnesty International reports the number of executions around the world continued to fall last year, with a 4% drop in executions and a significant decline in the number of new death sentences. In the annual report on executions and the death penalty, released Thursday, the human rights organization said that there were at least 993 executions in 23 countries last year. That's down 4% in 2016 and 39% in 2015. The vast majority of global executions recorded last year took place in China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and Pakistan. Four countries, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and Pakistan, accounted for 84% of the reported executions. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.